Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 629. How do great entrepreneurs choose a capital provider? Maybe not the way you think. Part 2 by Mike Smirklow of MikeSmirklow.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator, reading to you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays, from these great blogs on entrepreneurship. And today, if you missed yesterday, is actually part 2 of a continuing post. So if you haven't heard that yet, I would recommend going back to episode 628 first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How do great entrepreneurs choose a capital provider? Maybe not the way you think. Part 2 by Mike Smirklow of MikeSmirklow.com. It is really important to note that most partnerships rarely act anything like partners. And in a lot of firms, the partners can barely stand each other. Finally, do your own reference checks on the firm, not just the list of names they give you to call on their behalf. Ask other entrepreneurs who have worked with the firm in the past exactly how they helped and how the firm responded when the shit hit the fan. Note, the shit always hits the fan. Trust me, it does. And you want to know as much as possible about the firm before living through this delightful experience. Number 4, the partner, aka your new boss. This is the person or group of people from the firm that will be joining you on the journey, either on the board or as a representative of the firm's investment. Make sure you know how the partner thinks about your business, what he or she has modeled in terms of returns. Yes, you should openly discuss this before the deal is done, and how he or she likes to work with entrepreneurs. A lot of entrepreneurs waste time because they think they are talking to a VC firm and not realizing that each firm has its own power pyramid among the partners. You need to assess if the partner you are talking to has enough clout to get something done within the firm. Like number 3. It sounds simple, but the partner you choose will be with you for a long time, likely longer than you think, and you will both be in a committed relationship. Like other life partners, it is really important to imagine what it will be like when the courtship is over, or when you miss a quarter, and you will miss a quarter, we all do eventually. After the bottles of fine wine have stopped flowing and the movers have finished unpacking all your stuff, try to anticipate what day-to-day life will be like with your quote-unquote partner. And number 5. Added value, aka you are here to help, right? You're working 100 hours a week building an amazing business, and this shouldn't be a one-sided relationship. Now is the time to determine what the firms you are considering will bring to the table besides capital. Make sure to really, really dig in, because just about every firm, from big to small, will have a slide in their deck about how they help entrepreneurs build their business. Note, they will also say they are entrepreneur-friendly, usually right before they talk about the onerous term described before. But be sure to ask these hard questions. What exactly will the firm bring to bear, and how will it help you? How relevant is the added value to your business or key strategic issues you are facing? Do they have an operations team that will partner with you to drive the business forward? Do they have specific playbooks or examples that you can leverage to jumpstart your growth? And will the partner or firm help you on sales calls, make introductions to key partners, or leverage other aspects of their firm to help you grow? Make sure you get real clarity here to sort through what is slideware from the investor versus where they will actually bring resources to help. Make sure you get clarity and commitments before you take the capital. Bringing it all together. Choosing a capital provider can be one of the most important decisions you make as you scale up your business. The right decision can be one of the key differences between success and failure. The temptation is to be blinded by the dollar signs and forget about the rest. Don't let the flattery or charm prevent you from asking the tough questions and really understand your compatibility with a given VC or PE firm. As you think through these 5 important aspects of the capital raising process, I encourage you to break it down this way. The valuation assessed to your business will change as fast as the ink on the legal documents dry, but the provider of the capital won't change for quite a long time. With that in mind, avoid the trap that bad entrepreneurs fall into. seeking only the highest valuation and making a decision based only on this one aspect. Great entrepreneurs think about valuation and dilution, of course, but like all other aspects of decision-making, they take a long-term view and think about what will be best for the company during all parts of the journey ahead. You have built a superior business. That's why you can raise capital. So you should command the best valuation under the most mutually agreeable terms. However, you should put more weight on the who you are taking capital from, what partner will join your board, and how the firm can help you in the long run. Valuation is a single point in time measure of the company you've built to date, but who you choose to take money from and how they will help make that company even better will play out over and over again over the grand arc of your future. If you are honest with yourself and keep thinking about the long term and the best interest of your business, you might not end up just taking cash from the highest bidder. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How Do Great Entrepreneurs Choose a Capital Provider? Maybe Not the Way You Think, by Mike Smirklow of MikeSmirklow.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. Thanks again to Mike. You can come by mikesmirklow.com to show your support and be sure to check out his book as well. It's called Mr. Monkey and Me. And if you didn't know already, we actually have more than just this show in our network. We've got a bunch of podcasts narrating articles for you, same format as I do right here. And we cover a wide range of topics from personal development and minimalism to personal finance, health, and relationships. So to hear more articles being read to you every single day to optimize your life, you can search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. And all of our shows should pop right up, and you can then follow or subscribe right from there. So thanks for checking out our shows. That is, of course, how we're able to keep this all going. And that's going to do it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you for listening each and every day, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.